Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 23. Today is Saturday, June 18, 2019, and I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How you doing, Stone?
I'm doing well on the 18th.
That's nice. I'm doing really good on the 19th, and we are lucky because I've actually got another person here who is also now on the 19th. Which is A.H. Sean. Ah! Yay! Yep. Welcome!
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
And yeah, 19th.
Thanks for coming in. We're in the future. That's right. We're in the future. So we...
Everyone else can just catch up.
Stone.
Oh, outnumber me. Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sean, for coming and having a chat with us. We really appreciate it. So let's start off with our little chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters.
I'll start off. I'm 22. I started playing WoW back around Sunwell, back in Burning Crusade, I believe. And I quit before Cataclysm came out. I guess I lost interest. Then I came back in Mists, and I'm still playing to this day.
Nice. Alrighty. And how long have you been doing the Iron Man or the Challenge characters? When did that pique your interest?
Hard to say when it first piqued my interest. I remember my first official character was a long time ago, and then I obviously had my main one that I did a YouTube series with. Apart from that, I've only had those two, but the first one, I had an undead rogue. I only got to level 18. It was a rough start, and then I gave it up for a few months. I thought I'd try the waters, and then I went back at it properly.
Yeah, nice.
Didn't go very far.
Yeah, understand that. Are you wanting to get back into giving it another go? Is there anything that you want to focus on? Have you tried Bloodthirsty? Have you tried Pacifist?
I've not tried Bloodthirsty and Pacifist. They sound pretty good, but I think I'll give them a miss. I'm more about the Iron Man, personally. Okay. I did my YouTube series, and I had a Night Elf Hunter, which... He didn't survive, sadly.
Yeah.
Started him in February, and because I had him on YouTube, I was doing a series with him, so it took a while to sort of edit and record, so I wasn't doing it very quickly. It took its time.
Yeah,
if I tried it again, I'd probably not record it. I can just sort of speed away at it.
Yeah. And that was good. It was interesting to see the journey. You know, I really enjoyed that because it opened up things for me, you know, like different things that you did that I haven't done. So I found it really quite fascinating. So what has been your fondest challenge memory?
Fondest challenge memory? Well, it was the worst one, or not my fondest, or it would be the death, sadly.
Yeah.
That's the rough point. You get called a noob a bit. People see you in white and grey gear at like level 30, and you just get whispers, and they just call you a noob. And I'll have to edit that out because rather not have endless noob whispers. You get that quite a bit. I don't know if you guys have had the same.
I've had it once in a while. Yeah.
Not so much.
A lot. I've had it twice.
I've had like people sort of just go, you know, you can get green gear, and I'm like, can you not see iron in the title? I'm like an Iron Man tune, and they're like, what? So it's always interesting when you get someone who doesn't have a clue, when you can point them, you know, say, well, it's all about this. But I really like it when someone, you know, will whisper you in like, you and iron, and I'm like, yeah. And they're like,
sometimes
sweet, good
know.
Luck.
Sometimes you just see other people. I saw other people in the world leveling in the same sort of gear, and they'd always have iron in their name. I didn't put iron in my name.
No.
I wanted to get high enough to get like the Iron Vanguard title from level 90, so I could run around Draenor with the Iron Vanguard. It'd suit it quite well, but you know.
Yeah.
I never got to Draenor.
Yeah, Draenor's gonna be interesting. Anyway, what zones did you level through with your hunter? Like, did you map out what you wanted to do first off, or did you just go with leveling how your normal leveling would be on a toon? Tell me your process.
I didn't map it out, but I'd say I went with it as I went along. So when I first played WoW, I started with a Night Elf Warrior, and first time playing WoW, you don't know anything. So you just take a random path of zones, and I tried to sort of mimic that on this Hunter. It was kind of like going back and trying to recreate that first experience, because the Iron Man challenge is really good, the fact it's really slow. So it felt a lot like when you started, you felt pretty weak, pretty different experience. So I started off as a Night Elf, went to Westfall, Duskwood, Stranglethorn, where I had a driver crash on me and I almost died and almost quit right there.
Oh,
that's one of my fondest memories that I didn't mention. You get a disconnect, my computer froze, I log back in and I'm one hit from death. The worst part is because I'm a hunter, I got disconnected while I was mounted, so obviously your pet's on passive, so I knew from that moment that... Oh. Things would not end well.
Yeah. Wow. That was a lucky. Wow.
Yeah, very lucky. My pet saved me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So what was it like once you hit Outlands? I mean, I know what you went through with the videos, but for you going to Outland, did you find that was an absolute thrill that you got to that point?
Well, first, I was just surprised to even get to Outland, to be honest. That's the first step. But the thing is, with Azeroth, you can sort of pick and choose whatever zones you want, and you can go to zones lower to get more of an advantage. But when you go to Outland, it's a lot more linear. It's a lot more of a straight path. So you sort of start off, and you're like, oh, God. I remember the first experience, I ran through the Dark Portal, and one of those Felguard demons ran straight at me, and... The guards are usually supposed to take care of them. They're not supposed to run up to the portal. I don't know why that happened. And he ran right at me. And I guess it's not, scripted to attack. But I just freaked out. Been the worst death. I would have walked through the portal and got one hit.
Been
the worst end to an Iron Man challenge.
Yes. So tell us about your... So you said Undead Rogue was the first one you made.
Yeah, I've heard of the Iron Man challenge. I wanted to test it, tried an Undead Rogue, because I was going to level him anyway, so I thought I might as well level him as I go along. I did it on a PvP server. I don't know why I thought that would be a good idea, but the mobs got me before the players did.
Oh,
I died in Silverpine Forest. It was outside Gilneas, you have these Worgen Druids that are just bear mobs. They're just bears. They're just called like Worgen Druids because they shapeshift. Yeah. And I guess I just lost concentration for a few seconds, blinked and I'm dead, and I'm just like, oh.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
that's not a good start, so I had a bit of a break from it, and then I just leveled him normally.
Yeah.
And then I think I actually character boosted him up, because I couldn't be bothered to level him.
Nice. All right. And with your hunter, how high did you get up to?
65. And,
which was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Apart from spoiler, I died on my birthday.
Oh,
yes. Which
it was my 22nd birthday, and I thought I was recording it, and I was having a good day, and I thought I should probably end. I've got enough footage. I can end, get some rest of the XP, continue. And I thought, you know, no, I'm gonna finish Terrica Forest. I'm gonna go all the way. And ironically, I died outside of a tomb.
Yes.
And I believe the Bone Waste, so I just now joined the Bone Waste skeletons. Yeah. My Night Elf just can decompose there now.
Was it to the birds that were flying around all there?
No, it was inside the Tomb of Lights, I believe it was called. There's like the ethereal mobs that are quite fast. And I
Down,
went in
yeah,
there,
down
and
in
there's
that
like
tomb.
rooms on either side. And I pulled one, so I feigned death, was like, okay, that was close. As I got back up, he pulled again. I was like, oh, don't worry, I'm a hunter, and I'm a night elf hunter. I got shadow meld, so I used shadow meld, and he just didn't give it. He wasn't falling for it twice, and he just hit me. And I'm running for my life, run out the tomb. I see daylight, and then I'm dead. So I just died on the.
I felt that when I watched the video, I like my heart just broke for you because I know what that I was just like, no.
Yeah, my
But
birthday is now the day of the death date of my character. So whenever it's my
yeah.
birthday, I'm gonna be like, "Yay, it's my oh,
Yeah.
it's the 1 year anniversary of
Happy.
my death."
Yeah, I know. Wow.
I should have
Okay.
just had that gut instinct which told me stop,
That's, you
just
know
go, you
what?
know.
That is the thing that I think every single time that when I do something stupid, it's because I've gone against my gut instinct of
Yeah.
no, I need to log off now, or no, I'm not gonna, I really shouldn't do this quest, or
Flying low
yeah.
or flying too
The gut.
low?
Gets you
Yeah.
over. Oh. Yeah, I've
Don't
heard about this. I've heard.
even think about it, Stone.
I think it's a soft spot.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one
So.
other moment with my hunter that I didn't mention for fondest memories and leveling. Because I don't think many people in the Iron Man Challenge do this, but I went to Teneris instead of just following the straight path through Eastern Kingdoms. I decided to take like the long ride and the long swim through flooded Thousand Needles to get to Teneris because it's the path I went on originally when I played WoW, so I didn't want to miss it. And there's a quest where you take like a hot air balloon and then you fly back on a rocket pack,
Yes.
and then it drops you to your death, and
Yes.
but it drops you by the graveyard. I guess it's Blizzard's idea of a little joke. But it's like, okay, it's okay because you die by the graveyard. And I kind of, as I was falling, I was like, hang on, there's no parachute, is there? So I managed to hit disengage. And I just was kind of in shock for a while. Like, if
Yeah.
I wasn't alert at that specific point, I would have died.
I did
Wow.
that with
Oh, that's
my
actually got you.
Yeah, no, well, it didn't
Oh,
get me.
no.
I didn't die, but I did it with my with the hunter that I got up to,
Oh,
what was it,
does the fall not
60.
kill you?
Yeah, it didn't kill me, but as I did the quest, because I completely forgot about it, and I go do the quest, and as I'm coming back, I'm just like, now, do
This
I get
doesn't look
this
safe.
parachute? It just, yeah, it was like in my head going, yeah, I get a
Jerk.
parachute. And then I got ejected, and as I'm falling, I'm going, where's my parachute? Where's my slow fall? Where's my, and I didn't even think about it. I was
The
doing
one
the,
time Blizzard
oh
don't give
my
you a slow
gosh,
fall.
I'm gonna die. And I just sat there and I just like covered my eyes as I'm watching the screen. And I think she ended up with like 50 hit points or something, and I
I
just sat
played before Cataclysm. That quest was not in the game before Cataclysm. I
Oh
didn't see
no.
it coming.
No,
I
it
don't
was
think
not.
I've done that before, and it kind of hit you as you're on your way back. Luckily, that
Yeah.
didn't end it there, though. I just
I know
happened
that I've
to die
died to
later
that
on.
quest on a normal tune then. I think it was like one of the warlocks or something that I was leveling. So it was only as I was falling that all of a sudden these other things come through my brain, like, oh, I'm gonna die. But yeah, I
Yeah,
didn't.
every time you're falling as a hunter and you go to press disengage, you have like a moment of panic and you don't even know how to. You forget how to press buttons, but I was ready with it.
Yeah, that is so true. And I don't know about you guys, but I know that when I have that near-death experience, I kind of hug myself and sit there and rock. And I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. You're not dead. You're not dead. It's okay. So I don't know if anyone else does that, but I know I do. So
When I
yeah,
died, it was
but.
just you just stare at the screen like what you
Yeah.
just it took a while to for your brain to like interpret what just happened. You can't come to terms with it.
Yeah.
It's like
Yeah. It's
no.
like that pit in your stomach and that comes up through your chest and up into your throat and Yeah.
I feel like it's worse because I recorded it as well. There's almost the shame that now people have to watch me die. That's,
yeah.
Iron Man challenge is fun too, though.
It's learning. The good thing, though, the positive aspect out of all of this is that it means that it's a point where people can go, you know what? We don't go down there ever.
Yeah, I'm never going down there again. I believe I went to Terrica Forest on my death night very, like, recently after that death. And I just, on the way, I saw the Tomb of Lights below me. And I just was like, you know what? I just dismounted and went and just killed everything. And I was just take out my rage on them all.
Yeah. No, I think that sounds very fair. All right. Now, have you got any advice or any other tips or tricks that you would give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tone?
I've got a few. Pick a character with a slow fall, very important, or a disengage. Don't go in the Tomb of Lights. You'll regret it for the rest of your life. Honestly, be slow. Every decision you make has to be calculated. You gotta be very slow. Take your time. Every step you make has to be like, am I gonna pull this mob? You gotta plan ahead. You gotta be 10 steps ahead every single time. Even if it's just a single mob, because also in Terrica Forest, there's like these warp lizard things. I forgot their name. Warp stalkers. So you could be fighting something, and they just pop into frame. Like
hello,
yeah.
Or in Zangamash, there's like these rogues. They almost got me. Outland's a bad place. A bad place. I couldn't wait to get out of there, and I never did.
It's a bad place.
So just skip it if you can, which is impossible, but. If you find a way, someone tell me.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, Sean. We really appreciate it. And commiserations on losing your hunter. I think.
Never forget.
Yeah, it's definitely one to chalk up to. I hope you get back into doing it because it was really. I really enjoyed seeing the videos. I know it's obviously a lot of work.
Yeah, I would want to get back into it one day.
I really liked them.
Don't know if I'd record my next time around, but I'd just probably do it for fun.
Yeah. Well, if you get back into doing the challenge streams, then definitely let us know because we like to follow everyone's progress. So, don't we, Stone? We like to see how everyone's going. Friendly is always good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how about we get on with our news in the world of Warcraft, Stone?
Oh, I've got a bumper. Here we go. Playing it now. Or not.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
There we go.
That needs to be your own YouTube series, like breaking news in WoW, and just have that. You can both stand next to each other, your warlock, and just have, like, they can be news readers.
That's interesting. All right, Lee. That's a good suggestion. All right. I make him take screenshots, so you know, we could maybe do a news thing. Wow. This could be fun.
The Legion invades for the pre-patch. Breaking news, leader in Stone. Demons are raining from the sky.
And I'm in heaven.
I think everyone.
All right.
They get to leave their garrison for once.
I know, so exciting. Alrighty, but coming up, we've got Midsummer Fire Festival. Oh my gosh, it's that time again. So Stone, what's going on?
Yeah, so it's been a year since we put out the Midsummer Fire Festival guide on their website. And it was just a very small blog post where we, you know, because a lot of people were asking, you know, can I do this, can I do that, and it's been a year, so it's been a full year, and I can't believe it. So this year, it runs from June 21st to July 3rd. So far, there is nothing up on wowhead.com, but once there is, we will put something up. So I'm just basically going off of what we had from last year. Basically, you can do the bonfires. They are completely allowed. Bloodthirsties, this will count against your quests, so you know, if you're going to use them wisely. You'll either have 300 quests or 150. So it depends on when you created your Bloodthirsty. Pacifists, I don't know if you can still do these. I think you can do them. I don't think it counts as a kill. I would say test it out first on another tune. And if somebody wants to test it out for me, please go for it. And Let me know. I don't know why I don't know this. I didn't update the blog post, apparently, so that's a thing. Yeah, okay. Ribbon Pull, the XP buff is not allowed. Absolutely not. So if you get it, you should remove it.
Yep.
And the Bonfire's Blessing. So it is a buff, but it's allowed because you're not the one picking it up.
It's
you're
a zone-wide buff,
yeah, it's
right?
a zone-wide
you
buff.
You can't take it off.
So, yep. Yeah. That's the only reason why it would be allowed. I would say if you're playing, you know, don't go in there and turn the buff on. That's all. And if you get ahead because somebody that you are not friends with clicks it, you know, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it for the Fire Festival. There's some pets that you can get and stuff like that, but
yeah. No changes, but really, no to
changes.
Anything.
As no far as pets. I know, no. Just, you know, once Wowhead gets their stuff up, I will make a blog post. Today's the 18th, so it starts in three...
Thank you.
It starts in 3 days. So, you know, I'll probably have something up on Monday.
It's probably still a tad early for them.
I kind of think they're not going to have
anything.
I haven't
seen anything about there's new stuff coming, so yeah. as of this moment, but yeah, I'm not 100% certain.
Fair is asking if there's a daily, and I believe there is a couple. And I think they're
there
okay
should
to do.
Be the juggling.
Yeah, and I think and they're okay to do.
The fires, put out the fires in the near the bonfire. Well, in Ogrimmar, you know where the bonfire is up the top near the Tol Barad stuff.
Yep,
you've got the that's normally dailies.
Or if you're Alliance,
I like to see an Iron Man team do that.
Sorry?
I like to see an Iron Man team do those. Just run into Ogrimmar. just to get that done.
Yeah, as a night elf, yeah, that'll be fun. there is the bind on the Battle.net heirloom stuff, which I think was what I was going for last year. Okay. Was trying to get, you know, because it's like freebie stuff to get the Burning Blossoms. So if you do everything, not obviously on Challenge Tomb, but you know, if you haven't got all your heirloom gear up, it is a good way to help increase your heirloom if you don't have the money, the gold to spend. So so keep that in mind. Okay, site news. Let's go on to this. Now, you did your ALS walk today.
Yep. Yeah, so it was this morning.
Tell us all about it. How'd it go?
It was pretty good. So I helped out at the desk and was giving out prizes to people that raised cash and all that stuff, and overall it was really good. I took some pictures and posted them up on Twitter and did two periscopes. One was earlier on, and then I had to stop it really quick because I had to help people, and so you know, I couldn't really stream and help people, so and one was at the end where they read off how much everybody made, and our team raised $2,600 in total.
Nice.
Unfortunately, my wife beat me. So,
yay, go Carrie!
You know, I mean, it's good. She made like $1,415, and I believe I was at $1,065, something like that. So,
nice.
I think she beat me by a good 350 or something.
Well, that's an awesome effort from both of you. So congratulations.
Yeah, it was good. There was, some people that did not make it from last year. And we've met new friends and hopefully they will be with us for next year as well.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, and I added this in, and just as a Legion heads up, so just kind of shifting gears a little bit, as a Legion heads up, from what I understood, the date is still going to be around July 19th for the patch. So you have about a month to level up with our current system. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do it, start doing it now and level okay. hard. Starting on that day, once that patch goes live, I will be taking the website down until it is good to be back up, until I'm sure that the back end changes are done and I'm done on my side. So okay. I will have something that says, you know, it's offline on purpose, but just as a heads up, it will be down maybe for 24 hours. I don't know. Just depends. I've never had to go through anything as big as this.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see how that goes. So awesome. State of the challenges. What have we got this week?
Okay. So as a little, I had Brittle, Iron, Pixie, and Tiber read these off last week mm-hmm. at the Well Played party. And what I didn't do is that I didn't back up what I had from the week before. So the list that I'm going to read to you now might include the people from last week. So you might hear some of the same people more than once. It's okay. Don't worry. I've backed it up again, so we're good to go. So for Irons, our top 10 was Dies Horribly. That's a great name. Hits level 73. Discord Kitty hits level 73. That kind of, I wonder if that's Bob, you know, because he's a kitten, and he likes to pull my cords and disconnect me, and, you know, Discord. You know, instead of that cord. Yes. And, Eisen Michael dies at level 74. Ironissa hits level 75. Ironside 2 dies at level 75. Iron Vixen dies at level 75. Lannis dies at level 85. Awain dies at level 90. I'm not sure, though. That might be a 90 boost, so they might have died at level 70 or something. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, they're up there. They've died. I don't think that they're green. I don't think that they're red flagged, so we'll just give them credit. Tani is level 91, and Margie Monk hits level 92. Or Margie Monk. I don't know which one it is, so I've heard it pronounced both ways now, so I think it's Margie Monk. So for Bloodthirsties, we've got level 31 Dirty Drifter is now yellow flagged because they're at 310 quests out of 300, so if they get one more quest they will be red flagged because we give an extra 10, or is it 10%, so it might be an extra 30 until they get red flagged. And it's the same way with the new limit, so 150, and that would be 165, correct? Mm-hmm. If my math is right? Okay. So Vaisana hits level 34, Ash Mortal hits level 36, Soulfully hits level 36, Frenzia hits level 41, Bent Grinder hits level 48, Bloody Devo hits level 51, Tani hits level 56, Too Thirsty hits level 61, and Bloody Katang hits level 73. For Pacifist, we have Inapt Iron, it's level 39. Patchouli 5, I believe, hits level 41, or it could be Patool 4. I'm going to go with Patchouli 5, though. Hits level 41. Herbalissa is level 42. Aranella hits level 49. Silent Herber hits level 52. Bowie hits level 59. Sorry for butchering your name. Urkashirk hits level 62. I love the name. There's some of the, yeah. Five No Harm dies. Five Iron dies at level 71. Patuli 3 dies at level 91.
No!
And wrapping it up, we have Cyrell at 95.
Wow.
Hits level 95.
And Tuli said the other one was 4.
Which one?
Not the 5.
Oh, okay, so it's Patul 4.
Patul
4. Patul 4.
Yeah.
So I could have been right, too. So.
You could
have. That's, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to everyone leveling. That's awesome achievement. Commiserations to everyone that we have lost this week. Sorry to say. There are some really cool names every week. There's like these interesting names that keep popping up. That's really cool.
Irkishirk.
I like, yeah, that's good. And Bloody Katang. I love that. That just, it sounds like it should be like a rock song. I don't know. It just does. So anyway, let's go on to our week in WoW. So we'll start with Sean. What have you been up to this week?
Well, my week is in Storm Peaks camping a timeless proto drake for a lot longer than just a week. But apparently, Stone, you've been doing it a lot longer. You actually are successful. But
yes.
I've got a story about it from yesterday. So I was camping it in my usual spot. Went to get a burger. Took 2 minutes. I was gone for 2 minutes. I came back to a dead timeless proto drake in my screen. And I just... I lost my appetite. Let's just say that. If I hadn't have gone at that 2 minute interval, I would have got the drake. I have a macro that I literally spam press to ensure that I get it if it spawns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it.
Ouch.
That's my week.
Ow. that's rough.
Not nothing else.
At least you've seen it. You've seen a dead one. But yeah.
I've seen a few dead ones, but that's the closest I've got.
I've seen one dead one, but not on a spawn point where I was at. It's always been the other one, and I don't really care about that one.
Okay. So. I've only ever seen it dead once from the moment it came out. I've never managed to see it. Hence why it does not exist.
We did a show about this. It does exist.
It exists in the Grand. That was a funny little joke. When it was in the Grand in Warlords, people were actually camping it. They thought it would respawn.
What?
I remember when I found it, there were people literally sitting there. At least in EU, where I was. I'm not sure if this is how it works, but there was like a group of people literally waiting for it to come back because they assumed the corpse had been killed and people fell for it.
That was such a cruel joke from Blizzard. Because when I remember questing around there and I was talking to Wingy and Asheo, and I'm like riding around up on the top of the mountain, I'm like going do 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 along, I'm going chase looking for my, you know, looking for the quest, and next thing NPC scanner goes off,
exactly,
and I sat there and I just sat there and I went invent and I'm like, what the hell, timeless proto drake's here, and he's going what, and I'm going timeless proto drake, like this, and then they all came over and we're all standing there, and then we realized it was a joke, but it was like, oh, Blizzard, it's Blizzard not
this in Outland or was it in
Draenor?
Really?
So have you guys seen in the Alliance garrison there's a gravestone and the name is Raid Tyr? If you look in the garrison graveyard at the Alliance, there's a gravestone with that written on.
Really?
That's their idea of a joke. Trust me, you can go and see.
I'm going to go check now.
Rest in peace, the Raid Tyr that we lost in this expansion.
Mm-hmm. Did they remove that corpse? Or is it still there?
The timeless corpse.
Yeah.
It's permanently that in the Grand.
Oh, you'll have to show me where it is.
Are we going on a road trip? Can I take screenshots?
We'll have to talk about that.
No, we don't.
Yes,
you won't
will.
Be excited to just see a corpse, and I've seen too many of them now.
We will take many screenshots. Alrighty. Well, thank you. Thank you. Good luck, Sean. Yeah. That's all
patience.
I can say is
I need it.
Patience.
Yeah, patience, coffee. You might have to, you know, dial in. Just, you know, leave the door open and order takeaway and just be like, no, walk in, hand it to me at the desk.
Yeah, but what,
I'm
but what
not
if you have to
leaving.
Go to the washroom?
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to, like, go to the toilet or do anything now.
You
I don't want to take the risk.
Are you on just a once bond point, or do you have the other ones also kind of
I'm on one, but I have people on Battletech who are also camping it that you kind of make friends with over the weeks that you're there, so as a group we have all of them camped, you could say.
Okay.
So I shouldn't miss any spawns.
If you're crazy enough, you could create 3 more accounts and then you could camp them all.
That's
can macro.
Crazy.
I'm not that crazy about it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know anyone who
I don't
do
know
that,
anybody that would do that.
Someone I camp with has 2 accounts that they do it with, but they gave up long before I did, so poor them.
Yeah.
No, poor me, actually. Because I'm still wasting my time.
It will spawn eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, Stone, what have you been up to this week in-game?
So for Irons, because of the well-played party, I didn't really get to play a lot, and it kind of drained me, so I didn't really do a lot of ironing? Mm-hmm. Ironing? Anyways, so I did a little bit on my Death Knight, and I got him or her, I can't remember, it into 57, and you know I got it over that hump, so now that it's that level,
nice.
I can pretty much clear out the entire area and hopefully go into Outland and not screw up like I did last time, and not have Bob kill me like last time. Well, that's what happened, is Bob. So
yeah.
Well, play party. So we went on a little trip from last Thursday to Sunday, and I did some periscoping and took some pictures and got to meet in person some Irons, some folks for the first time, others that I've been with before, I have met before, been with. So I got to meet Brittle Iron, Pixie, Shorel, Girl of Mist, and Novamac. I got to reunite with Tuli, Tiber, and Markonen.
Nice.
So we did some iron spotlights with Brittle Iron, Pixie, and Shorel, and then I did a separate one with Girl of Mist. Sorry, it was Brittle Iron, Pixie, and Tiber. And then I did a separate one with Girl of Mist. And periscoping was interesting. I learned a lot of stuff about it and how it records to your phone and what not to do and all that. So the video kind of looks weird at times, but the audio is there, and you know. So I did want to say a big thank you, like huge thank you to Softy, because if I wasn't able to sleep at his house, you know, it would have hurt me a little bit more. I was still going to go because I still had the plane flight paid for, but not having to pay for a room and all that stuff was good. And being able to get driven around all over the place. Poor guy. This guy, actually, he was awake for, I think we worked it out to 42, 43 hours straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. The pictures and that, everything looked great.
Tuli's talking about spoons,
so much fun.
And we're not going to talk about spoons, okay? We are just, spoons have nothing to do with me. That's that. Don't worry about the chat room if you're going to watch it. You'll see it up on the side there. Tuli's talking about spoons. Carry on.
Okay.
The only other thing I did was I may have transferred my character from Horde to Alliance.
Mitch, what?
My main what? Character? Because I'm doing challenge mode gold. So that will be happening. Like, it's done. I just got to do the gold runs now. We're going to do that on the second or the third. So if we do screenshots, it won't be as...
I'm like, going to kill you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill you because you're dirty alliance.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
I suddenly feel a bit scared now. Guess who else is alliance in this corner?
Well, that's dwarf because that was my original alliance character because dwarves are dwarves. They're awesome. I couldn't go human. I don't know. And I changed my character from a girl to a guy. So it looks kind of... It feels weird because he's running around in, you know, the base, and it's not like all the tents and stuff.
So right? Did you do me screenshots for Azeroth this week?
Oh,
yeah, good. Will. Excellent.
What were we gonna? What was it? It was favorite Mists 5-man.
No, I have a character.
Right. No, I haven't. But you know, I guess I could, but
you will.
Awesome. Okay, so Lita.
No. Before we get on to me. So what's the idea of doing challenge mode in gold again? I'm a bit slow.
I don't really care about getting gold. I definitely want to get silver because it gives you a mount. Okay. The reason why I did the transfer was because I wanted to do it on that character. And I couldn't find anybody on my realm or similar that was going to do it for the amount of gold that I was going to pay. Yep. So I scraped up whatever gold I had left. And after this, I will be broke.
Okay. So silver gets you the mount. Gold gets you transmogable items. Okay, weapons, right. Yep. All right. Now I'll get them.
Because challenge modes are going away next expansion. They're gone. Yep. And they're not going to add new ones either. It's just they're all done. So
Alrighty.
To be honest, I'll probably be transferring that character back. So there's only a three day waiting period between doing a transfer. So you know, I could do it tomorrow if I really.
Oh, okay. 3 days. All right. So that's
nothing.
Not too bad.
Yeah. So, but my runs will happen longer. Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was like a month or two, and now I go check the thing. It says 3. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's happening on July 2nd or 3rd. So after that, once that's done, then I'll debate on whether or not it transfers back.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
You know what would be interesting? If we stream a PvP duel with you and I. Oh, yeah.
If you were a gnome, that would help me out. Oh. But no, you go dwarf. Thank you very much. Well,
because gnomes, right?
No, gnome, you're dead to me. You're dead gnomes, to me now. You punt That's them. It.
Gnomes, you punt. Sorry, Marie. No, gnomes, you punt.
Gnomes, I still need 391 kills.
Yeah. I wondered what the back behind this joke was.
Crazy.
Nemesis.
I'm hoping to just buy mine from somewhere. I've given up trying.
No.
It takes so long.
Yeah. Gnomes is terrible. Absolutely terrible. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's go on to my week. And I will just keep it to challenge tunes. But I did manage to play my iron. After doing the contest, I don't know about you guys, but I know I felt a bit burnt out with the contest and everything. So I gave it a little bit of a rest
Like that will happen because when you lose to me, you usually get burnt out, right?
Do you really want to go there, Stone? Because, you know, it...
Oh. You're just slowly pushing the co-host away.
Poking the bear.
You know when I talk to Kat, Canada. I am so gonna smack you. Anyway, as I said, so I've been looking at my Night Owl Hunter. She's been sitting on 50 for a little while. And with the contest, I didn't want to focus on her. I just wanted to focus on the contest turns. Yeah. And I kept looking at her because I just kind of felt this, oh, she's at 50. I don't know if I want to, you know, play her. I feel like I might be jeopardizing taking her any further. I'm going to die. All of these, you know, all of these stupid ideas are going through my head. Anyway, I sat down one day this week and I was like, no, come on, you need to get back on the horse or the hunter and go from there. So I logged into her. She was still in Fellwood, which is cool. Fellwood's such a great quest area. And I was level 50. I took her level 52, so I got a couple levels on her. All rested, which was excellent. And she still got rested, which was a bonus. It's like a really massive, awesome bonus. But I did kind of forget a couple of quests. And I looked at, there was one that I got that leads you then onto the chain to do, to talk to what ends up being Illidan and all that whole quest chain. And I kind of feel like at some point you die when you do that quest. I'm sure it was, but I got that quest and I was heading over there and I was like, no. And this is where my gut was going, this is bad. I'm sure it's a bad experience. So I dropped that and moved into doing, just went up to, what is it? Talon branch and work through some of the quests there. So at the moment she's sitting there at level 52. So I'm quite happy. The mobs, some are green, but most are yellow. So, but she's, you know, she's managing to take them down quite well. I'm still using my ball and bacon my ball. And so that's really all I've done in the challenges, because I didn't want to feel like doing Bloodthirsty this week. Again, I just kind of felt like the grinding over in Stranglethorn was just a bit, I was like, no, I'm just not up for it. I probably should move somewhere else because Stranglethorn's feeling a little bit tedious. What is she, level 31, I think? And so maybe I need to take her away from Stranglethorn and take her somewhere else, because every time I log in, I'm like, raptors and trolls. I'm a bit over it. So
maybe aim for rares, like not higher level rares, but lower level rares, and maybe that will help you with your XP. And
yeah, I need to do something. I just struggle with doing the druid on as Bloodthirsty. She just takes so much damage, even in Giddy and Bear form. Like I don't know. I'm not happy. I'm kind of waiting for me to die, because I'm not feeling really happy with how it's going. So anyway, it may be preemptive, but I'm like, no, I'll just keep going. But it's just like, it's always raptors and trolls. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit over it. But that's a good point. Maybe I'll go around, see if I can find some rares just to help out. But I did want to mention that I did get to have a really, really awesome chat with Yafile on Behind the Avatar. And so if anyone is interested, episode 126, I had the absolute honor and pleasure of talking to her, and we had a really fantastic chat. So check that out if you'd like to know a bit more about Yafile. And she had Iron Stevo, is her level 100 Iron
Warlock.
And Warlock, yes. So, you know, I already love her because,
yeah,
you know,
she's already in the good books for you.
Yeah, exactly. But not only that, she's an awesome person. So, all right, well, chit chat time. Lucky I said that right. That could have gone really bad.
Yeah, I don't want to have to bleep.
I know. Okay. It'd be really funny. Oh, anyway, this is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disasters, areas, quests, etc. So, Sean, can I get you just to read the first one, please?
Yep, so the first one is Tyler from Facebook, and he asks if garrison abilities from Warlords of Draenor are okay. So I'm guessing he's edging more towards the artillery, maybe the shredder.
Yeah. I told him I don't know. I told him it's... because... so I actually said he should post to the forums and find out what the other folks think. It's one of those things that's kind of... you know, it would feel like it's allowed because you get it, and is because you've earned it on the character, and it's not like it can be account wide, right? So, I would think it's okay, but you know, sometimes there's stuff that you can't do. For instance, you can earn the backpack, you know, with the wings, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed to use those, right? So. Okay. So that's why I was kind of one of these, whoops, hitting the microphone with the hands with my, anyways. I'm just not sure. I would think it's okay because you can earn it. It's part of that expansion, but mm-hmm. you know, we don't have a rule against it. That's for sure. So if you want to use it, I would think go for it. And I'm, that's a question mark.
Otherwise,
sure. I guess if you want to make it a bit harder for yourself, you can rule it out for yourself. Yeah. Otherwise, it's free game, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mind you, if in doubt, don't do it. Because, you know, you don't want to have any repercussions when you get up that high. That if you feel like, oh, well, I'll give it a go and then it backfires. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Similar to the, there's some flasks like water breathing potions or quest flasks that can flag you for using a flask, but it's similar to that. You don't want to accidentally use something that might potentially sabotage you.
Yeah.
Play it safe.
It'll be interesting to see what the forum, you know, what everyone on the forums thinks if they do a post on it.
I actually don't think that they posted, so.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm not sure what.
Well, maybe Tyler will go for it. Tyler post it up.
Post.
Yeah. Alrighty. So second one, Stone.
Okay. So we got an email from Jay Smith, and I'm assuming they want to be left anonymous on purpose. Basically, Iron, we lost his green flag for the Bloodthirsty Challenge, and he has done over 800 quests. He just showed up on the list, so I'm guessing he meant to sign up for the Iron Man Challenge. Some reason he didn't get flagged through on the Bloodthirsty board, so I wanted to let you know. So that was a bug on my side. I fixed that. They're flagged now, and folks that had happened to have over X amount of quests are now being flagged. So, thank you for letting me know. That's my was my bad. So
okay,
From what I could see, no one was trying to intentionally take advantage of that. And even if they did, well, just because a bug doesn't flag you doesn't mean that it wouldn't be trying to break the rules. So
okay, yeah. Alrighty.
No going worries. Back to earlier, the talking about people put Iron in their names. It's weird how he's got Iron We Lost, but it's a Bloodthirsty character, not an Iron Man character.
Yeah.
That is strange. Mm-hmm. Unless he lost an Iron Man character and then went on to Bloodthirsty.
Iron We Lost. Yeah. Again, people have interesting names. It's always funny to see, you know, what people come up with. So, all right. Well, I will take the third one, which is an email from Iron Raging. And they said, hello, my name is Iron Raging, and I was thinking, can you have another Iron Man player, same level as you? If so, that would be cool, because I am just starting out, and it would be nice.
Okay.
Stone.
So
what's your thoughts?
Pretty sure that he means can he have help. And so I asked him if that's what he meant, and I said, well, if you're leveling up with a friend and you don't have any intention on going for max and you're just doing it to screw around, I don't care. Like, it, like things are more fun with friends, okay? However, I did say, if you are aiming for max, no, you can't have help. And that's basically what I've always said. You know, if you are trying to be a, like a true iron, then no. But, you know, if you're just screwing around, like, who cares? It's fine.
Well, if you're... Yeah, I suppose. Right? I don't know. I just look at it differently. I would think if you're going to partake in the challenge, and especially if you're going to log in and put your name up on the website, then you're making a commitment to doing the challenge correctly. If you're not, if you just want to go along with the rules, do your own little thing, not, you know, not put it up on the website and just play with your friend, sure, fine. But as soon as I think that you bring in, okay, well, I'll put my name up for the challenge, then I'm thinking there's a commitment to actually doing the challenge correctly. So
and they should get flagged, because they should be able to see that the number of kills is not good, because we did bump it up, but there are ways to game that. So I agree. Okay. Like, if you're putting your name up on our website to basically compete and pair against other folks, then you should be playing by the rules. But I mean, if you're screwing around, then don't list your character.
If they do it with a friend, won't the other person, because you can't be party, because that flags you, doesn't it, for being in groups?
So I'm not sure what you like. Okay, so basically, if you're in a group with someone, because of the kill percentage is so high,
The killing blows.
Two of them are, both of them will be flagged now.
Yeah.
So,
even if they're not grouped, they'd be stealing each other's killing blows, so they would be flagged for low killing blows. So they couldn't really cheat it.
No.
If they wanted to.
Well, there's ways to cheat it, but I don't want to talk about them because I don't want to. Because, you know, if you give people the idea, people will do it.
That's, you know, if you're going to do a challenge, you should be doing it properly, not trying to figure out ways to cheat something. Because that's not, you know, that's not the spirit of doing something correctly. So,
It sounds fun doing it with a friend, but it's designed to make it harder. So I'd assume you just go it alone, because that's the challenge.
But, I mean, you can... Like, I've got friends that we, you know, with Wingy and Asheo, we will sit and vent and chat. We're not grouped up. We're already chatting and, you know, doing whatever, but we're off doing our separate challenge tunes. So it's like, well, it's not a big deal that we're not actually playing our characters together, because we're on different, you know, we're on different things, but we're just hanging out, having a chat, and be like, especially when I die and then I'm in bed and I'm like, no! And the boys are like, you died. I'm like, yes! And then, you know, there's much sobbing and weeping from me and Van, as opposed to the boys just going, they're there, or, well, that was really dumb. So, yeah. Alrighty. There's a question. Mark's got a question. You can't do the quest line that gives you Shredder Stone. Does that obviously Garrison?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You should be able to do it. I would think you should be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the expansion. Yeah. So I would think that stuff that you earn, you should be able to use.
Yeah.
You know, if you do all of those quests to earn the what's the Garrison one for the first, I don't know, the first area, like, you get five guys, right? But it's on a 2 minute cooldown, five minute cooldown. So you're able to summon five guys to help you, but that doesn't last very long. So you might be able to use that. That could be considered help, but we have said that you're not allowed to use the guardian from your base.
The bodyguard.
Yeah, because you're getting help, even though you've earned that. Yeah, so it's one of those. It's not against the rules, but we have there's nothing to flag you.
No, okay.
It's I think you should be able to. I think you should absolutely be able to use your five guys if you want. I would think that you should. Sorry, I giggle at you know. Anyway, so I think you should be able to use the guard too. It's from your base. It's something that you've earned. Why not? Yes, it makes it a little bit easier, but it doesn't mean that everything's going to be one-shotting it, right?
Mm.
And I don't know if its health and stuff is based on your gear. I have no idea, but I just know that this came up in the forums about 2 years ago, maybe two and a half years ago, I guess, when Warlords came out, was we were talking about should you use the body guards, and pretty much everyone said no. So does that apply to the, you know, garrison thingies too? So can you use a shred? Can you use a shredder? You know, I would say post it. It's going to be one of these things that's kind of weird.
Mm.
But I
could ask my own question.
Sure.
There's I've always wanted to ask this. I don't know why I never have. But in Draenor, you get the Draenor Flying Pathfinder, which is a bind on account achievement to fly.
Yes.
You must have had this question before, but
yes.
As it's a bind on account advantage, typically, would you allow it? I mean, you probably wouldn't get flagged for doing it because there's nothing to track that. But
no,
would people?
The firm answer is no.
Yeah,
that's what because I would have thought.
Because you need to actually achieve it on the tune, not.
So I can imagine doing Draenor in the sky is a lot easier than on the ground.
Absolutely. And our rules will be changed shortly. I don't have an ETA. I do have something coming up in the works about updating the website. So I can't really say what because it's not 100%. Well, I think from the person that I heard it from, it's pretty much 100%. But, you know...
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Okay. First Stella says, back in the early Garrison days, there was an initial opinion that said, don't even do more than 10 Garrison missions.
Yep. Yeah.
That is obviously not something that people are still holding on to.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yep. All right. Well, I must say thank you, everyone, for your emails and tweets and Facebooking, and thank you for all of that. So let's go on to a wrap up. We're just about done. So next show, Stone.
Our next show is Saturday, June the 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, North American Eastern Time, or... You know, this weird Sunday, June 26th, 9 a.m. Lita time. That's Australian, Australian Eastern
Lita
time.
Lita time is now
Lita time, which is also 1 a.m. Central European time. We will have Rogue Slayer will be coming back to join us just to give us an update on what's going on. We haven't heard from her for a while. And that's it. Sean, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Sean,
for coming and having a chat. We really appreciate it. And it was good to get to know you a bit better. So thank you. No problem. Can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
You can find my Twitter at ahseanr, and I also have my YouTube channel, which is essentially the same. If you're interested in watching any WoW stuff or even Halo, I play Halo.
Hmm.
Give it a look.
Cool. Excellent. Thank you for that. And we will have all those details up on the website, which is wildchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can contact the show by email, podcast@wildchallenges.com. And we are on Facebook as well, which is facebook.com/wildchallenges. Check out the show on YouTube, youtube.com/wildchallenges, with the number 1 at the end. And remember, come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wildchallenges.
My part. Yes. You can find me on Twitter at wildchallenges, as well as 2 other podcasts, Adventures in Azeroth, which I'm a co-host with Lita, that we talk about WoW, and that's on we don't do live. Never mind. We record it on Thursdays, if things go well. I'm also on the Richter Scale podcast, where we go live at Sunday at 10 p.m. North American Eastern Time. And I just want to say, I got to guest with Ben and John for the first time on Azeroth Roundtable. On their last show was episode 169. And they're really nice. Like, really nice. Really, really nice.
I had fun.
They're
good fun.
Yeah, we talked about our what we would do as young folks and all the bad stuff that we would do.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Well, I can't wait to listen to that. Okay. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LETETAWOW. And you can check out my other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Geektopia podcast, and of course, Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. Big thank you always to Mark Conan, because he did a rocking intro for us, and we absolutely love that. And you can find Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan. Wow. And I think, boys, that is a show.
Yeehaw.
Alrighty. Say goodbye.
Yeehaw. All right. Hopefully it will actually play. And okay.
We will see.
Thanks for watching and listening. And yeah.
Thanks, chat room. Thank you, chat room.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.